This is Audible.
Audible Studios presents The End of All Things, Old Man's War, Book 6. Written by John Scalzi. Performed by William Durfus and Tavia Gilbert.
Hi, I'm John Scalzi. The End of All Things took me longer to write than most of my books do, in part because I had a number of false starts. These false starts weren't bad, in my opinion, and they were useful in helping me figure out what was best for the book. For example, determining which point of view characters I wanted to have, whether the story should be in the first or third person, and so on. But at the same time, it's annoying to write a bunch of stuff and then go, "Yeah, that's not it." So it goes. Through various false starts and diversions, I ended up writing nearly 40,000 words, almost an entire short novel, of material that I didn't directly use. Some of it was recast and repurposed in different directions, and a lot of it was simply left to the side. The thing is, when I throw something out of a book, I don't just delete it. I put it into an excise file and keep it just in case it'll come in handy later. Like now, I've taken various bits from the excise file and with them have crafted a first chapter of an alternate version of The Life of the Mind, the first novella of The End of All Things. This version roughly covers the same events with roughly the same characters, but with a substantially different narrative direction. In an alternate universe, an alternate version of me went ahead with this version, and The End of All Things ended up being a rather different book. Which would be cool. I would like to meet up with that John Scalzi and trade books. Please note that this version of the story is non-canonical and mildly spoilery for the version that is, in fact, canonical. While you don't have to read the official version of The Life of the Mind to read this or to enjoy it, I recommend that you do to fully appreciate the compare and contrast. Also, this version ends on a bit of a cliffhanger, which will never be resolved. Sorry about that. Enjoy, and thanks. John Scalzi.